Gurave Guruchandraya Radhikayai Tadalaye Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha Namashrestam Manamapi Sachi Putram Matra Swarupam Rupam Dasya Grajam Rupurim Maturim Gostavatim Radha Kundam Girivaram Mahoradika Madhavasam Prapto Yasya Pratita Kripaya Shri Gurum Dhinas Hosmi Namo Vrindavanankaya Tubhyam Dvaloka Malane Purna Brahmata Patraya Namo Govardhanaya Cha Madgavir Api Gopala Sri Kuryat Kripaya Jadi Tadaiva Sambhaya Pitva Rishe Yustat Priya Janaha Vansha Kobadarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyeva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So yesterday we heard something about how Krishna sent the boys to meet the Yajna Brahmins. And when the boys arrived there, those Yajna Brahmins, due to the fault of their pride which had come because of not understanding the sar or the essence of things, and instead becoming caught up in external things, they were very expert in Sanskrit and in Vedic literatures. They were very, very learned, very expert in chanting mantras and doing yajnas. And because they didn't see that the essence of all those things is yajnyo vai Vishnu, to please the Lord, they became proud. And because of that pride, they couldn't properly receive or respect Krishna's Nityaparishad, the Sukkas, the cowherd boys, who came there on behalf of the Lord to see them, even though they were calling the Lord to come to their sacrifice. When the Lord came in the form of those cowherd boys, they only saw them as ordinary persons due to their pride. So this morning we'd like to read something to you from a book which, as far as I know, is the first time it's ever been translated into English. It's a book which came into our possession just a month or so ago, a short time ago. This book is called Govinda Mangal. And it was written by a wonderful Vaishnav named Duki Shamdas, who is a direct disciple of Srila Shamananda Prabhu, one of the very important Vaishnavas and very prominent Vaishnavas, especially in Orissa. And this Govinda Mangal is a very wonderful book with some Sanskrit shlokas in it, but mostly he's written in Bengali, and he quotes some Bhagavatam verses here and there. And he summarizes the pastimes of the 10th canto with sometimes his own realizations. But he's also mixed with it some other different understandings from different Puranas and other Vedic literatures. This Govinda Mangal is a very nice thing. So in this book, Duki Shamdas, he describes what the Brahmins told the boys. The boys, they came there and they said, "Hey, Krishna and Balaram are hungry. We're coming here on their behalf." so you should give them something. And the Brahmins replied to that.
Nande Gopa Sutta Hare Rakala Se Anachari Tare Anadeo Kunjana Yagya Age Anachai Vana Beda Naitai Lagu Guru Kichunamane Hari Hei Taha Ke E Anadile Kiba Se Parire Fale Yahadandaiya Kukara Suniya vipera kata vasudame lage vyata kandite kandite japate Hari hai.
Those Brahmins, they told the boys, Nande gopa sutta hari rakala se anachari, tari anadhya kon jana. Who is this you're coming on behalf of this son of Nanda Maharaj? We know about him. He's just a rakal, a cowherd boy. Tara ane deya kon jana. He's sending you to beg some rice on his behalf. But who's going to give rice to him? He's just a rakal, a cowherd boy. Yagya age anachai vana beda nahitai lagu guru kichuni mane. This son of Nanda Maharaj, he doesn't know the proper standard of behavior. He's not distinguishing lagu guru kichu namani. He doesn't distinguish between common people like the cowherd people and very high class guru janas like us Brahmins. Tahake e anadile ki basse paribe fale jahadandaya ki karane. If we give some rice to him, what will be the result of doing that? We're very conscious about whatever we do. We're great knowers of the Dharma Shastras. We know Veda Vedanta. We know all the rituals and things and how to perform things and the purpose for doing it. If we give some rice to this cowherd boy, what will be the fruit of that? You go and you tell him. Why are you standing here? Go now. And Vasudame and the other boys, when they heard their words, Sunya vipira kata, Vasudame lagi vyarta, kandite kandite jai pate. Those boys, they began crying. They left that place. Praveshi ashokavan, brahmanera kuvachan, janaila prabhu jagannath. And the author of this song, he addresses Krishna as Jagannath here, which is a little, he's giving some irony. Because the Yajna Brahmins, they're supposed to be doing Yajna for Lord Jagannath, the Lord of the universe. But they don't recognize him, that he's the son of Nanda Maharaj. So Vasudama and the other boys, they left that place and they went to the Ashokvan to see Krishna and Balaram. This is mentioned also by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. It's also mentioned by another great poet named Duki Chandidas. By Jiva Goswami and Gopal Champu. And Jiva Goswami says that Ashokvan is a very appropriate name. Because the boys, they were lamenting. When you go to beg from someone and they abuse you, ha! Get out of here. Go get a job. Useless people. Then you feel very sad and hurt. So shok means to lament. So they went to see Krishna in the Ashok Van, the place where there's no lamentation. Because association with Krishna means no lamentation. So the boys, the Bhagavatam describes, they told the Brahmins, Dikshaya Pashu Sangshaya Sotramanyas Chisattama Anyatra dikshita syapi nanam ashnan hidushyati. Very interesting thing. These cowherd boys, these residents of the village of Vrindavan, who seemed like uneducated persons, they began speaking about very detailed particulars of yajna to these Vedic Brahmins. And they told them, it's okay, you can give some food now, except between the interval between the initiation, because at the beginning of the yajna, there's some initiation ceremony. Those Brahmins who are already dvija, they have second initiation. They have another initiation at the time of the yajna. So between the initiation of the performer of the sacrifice and the actual sacrifice, it's not contaminating even for the initiated to take food. What to speak of giving other people food. In his Laghu Vaishnav Toshini, Srila Jiva Goswami, he says that from this verse we can understand that the boys, they're already familiar with all the intricacies and technicalities of Vedic yajna. So this is an important point in our discussion, because we're trying to follow the theme that Thakur Bhaktivinoda has given, that the Vedic Brahmins, they represent people who are overly attached to the rituals and ceremonies of the Vedas, and they don't see the essential essence, which is to serve Krishna and Krishna's devotees, such as the cowherd boys. So those cowherd boys, they were great devotees, but it wasn't only that they had devotion for Krishna, they also knew about all the religious ceremonies and rituals. It's not that they were something less than those Vedic Brahmins. Prabhupada mentions in the Krishna book, he says, although the companions of Lord Krishna and Balaram were simple cowherd boys, they were in a position to dictate even to the high-class Brahmins engaged in the Vedic rituals of sacrifice. In the next few texts in the Bhagavatam, Shukadeva Goswami, he describes the position of those Vedic Brahmins. And Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and other acharyas, they point out that in these verses, Shukadeva Goswami is actually criticizing those Vedic Brahmins. He says, Itite bhagavad yagyam shindato pi nashushuhu kshudrasya bhurikarmano balisha bridamanina. The Brahmins, he said, they heard this petition directly from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Itite Bhagavad Yachnam, through the mouths of Krishna's representatives, Sri Guru, in the form of Krishna's associates, the cowherd boys. But they ignored it. Shinvanto api nashushuvu. Because these Brahmins were chudrasa, buddhi karmano. They were full of chudra, very petty asha, very petty material desires, such as a desire to achieve liberation. They were entangled in all these elaborate rituals, buddhi karmano. And Balisha, he says, they were just like ignorant children, although bridamanina. They presume themselves, Brida means wisdom, Brida manina, they presume themselves to be very wise persons. But Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Sarita Darshini, he says that Brida manina has another meaning also. Brida also means an old person. They thought that they were very advanced in terms of knowledge. But actually their only real advancement was they were simply old people. So similarly, persons who consider themselves to be superior or senior simply based on their ability to perform external rituals. And we can even say the external rituals in our Krishna consciousness movement. Someone may be very expert at giving class. They memorize so many verses and can sing things. Or they may be very expert in kirtan and singing different ragas and nice melodies. They may be very expert in cooking or selling books or doing different activities. But if they don't see the essential purpose of those activities, then their seniority is only a seniority of age. It's not really a seniority of bhakti. Because our acharyas, Bhaktakur Bhaktivinoda in Chaitanya Sikshamrita, he describes 8 different reasons that we offer respect to someone, beginning with Naramatra Maryada, or respect to anyone who's a human being, but more respect to someone who's a cultured human being, and more respect than that to someone who's a king or a leader, and more respect than that to someone who has knowledge, but more respect than that to someone who has good qualities, and more respect than that to someone who's situated properly and within their varna, and particularly the Brahmins. And more respect than that, he says, we give respect to the sannyasis, to people who are following properly their ashram, and especially the sannyasis. But most of all, most importantly, we give respect to bhakti. And therefore, someone may be a small child, but if that small child, a little girl perhaps, has great devotion for the Lord, Thakur Bhaktivinoda says that more respect should be given to her than to a great sannyasi who may be devoid of bhakti. Sometimes we ask devotees, who would you rather associate with? Pocha Grihastha, Ratan Grihastha, like Ramananda Roy, or a very high-class sannyasi like Ramachandra Puri. Ramachandra Puri, he was a nindi. He was always criticizing. And although he was a sannyasi and Ramananda Roy was a simple grihastha, more respect necessarily should be given to Ramananda Roy, who's such a very, very great devotee. So, again, in this pastime, we see some tension between the vanashram system and bhakti. And the lesson we learn from this is that when that tension comes, necessarily we have to give support to bhakti. Our allegiance is to that. Mm-hmm. So Jiva Goswami in Gopal Champu, he describes the Brahmin's response to the boys. They told the boys, Tatascha tan prakriti shleshena vishena chagopan getva viprata garva parvatam arudas te tu vyudabahulastala dishtayas tishtantisma. Those Brahmins, they recognized, they saw the boys as cowherd boys. And Jiva Goswami says that those Brahmins ascended the mountain of pride and they stared at the boys with glances from the upper 7 planetary systems. They distanced themselves from those boys due to their great pride. And Jiva Goswami, he says that there at that Yajnasala with those great Vedic Brahmins, there was no Krishna Kirtan going on. There was no sound of Krishna's names. Rather, what was being heard? Hum fat shoshad voshad ityeva madhya shabda yasmin nakvachit krishna mukhyaha tasmim tasteisham kim ruchi syat parantu shri krishna tam kim na te manayanti. In that sacrifice, the Brahmins, they were chanting hum fat shoshad voshad, but they were never chanting Krishna's name. So, tasmim steshim kim ruchishat parantu. How could those boys have a taste for that sacrifice? They're Krishna's representatives. And they're coming, and here someone's doing something very religious. But they have no taste for that ceremony, the boys. Because Krishna's name, nakvachit Krishna mukya. Krishna's name was not prominent in that sacrifice. Still, Shri Krishnartham kimna te manayanti, for Krishna's sake, they respected that yajna. And therefore, they made that request. This is a very important point. And I think if we have time in our discussion, we'll return to it later on. Because as we'll hear in a day or two, Krishna, He sent the Yajna Brahmanis back. And by doing that, Krishna respected the principles of religion. Similarly, the boys, they stayed there at that sacrifice because Krishna told them to do that. So, this is a very subtle point. This discussion is not such a black and white kind of thing. It's not simply that vanashram is bad and that Krishna bhakti is everything and vanashram is bogus and we just throw that away. We just throw away religious rituals and rules and things. They're all bogus. No. The boys, they were giving respect to that. And so, although, for example, in the beginning of our discussion, we spoke about how Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he speaks about what is Rasayana Katha, or that Katha which gives us life. Mm-hmm. And Vishwanath commenting on the third canto of the Bhagavatam, Satam Prasangam. He says that we want to hear Prasanga Katha, not Satam Sangam. Satam Sangam means religious Katha. Speaking about things like biblical things about vegetarianism and things. That thing is not Rasayana Katha. That's not going to purify our hearts. It's not going to help us. But at the same time, it's not that it's rejected. Sometimes in our own movement, devotees, depending on where they're preaching, they may require to have some understanding about the Bible or the Quran in terms of vegetarianism to help people. We don't discourage vegetarianism. We don't discourage giving people free food. Rather, these acts of charity and religious things are always encouraged by the devotees of the Lord. And so we see this in this pastime. The boys, they respected that yajna because Krishna wanted them to go there. Although at the same time, they had no taste for it. And they were very unhappy about it. And we'll hear more about that later on. Mm-hmm. Jiva Goswami says that the Brahmins, they spoke among themselves and they said, Kimcha, kechitcha vishpachittastayor ishvaratam aropayanti. Some people, they say that this Krishna and Balaram, they're Bhagavan, Ishvara. But tahi bhatta gahitam shudadikam katam etavahata. But how can that be? How is it possible that Krishna and Balaram could be Ishvara? No, it's not true. Because the boys are saying that Krishna and Balaram are hungry. And we know Veda Vedanta. And Bhagavan is Atmaram. He's fully self-satisfied. He doesn't require anything. How can he be hungry? No, this is bogus. So again, Sukadeva Goswami criticizes those Brahmins. And he gives a description, a very valuable description, of the nature of those Brahmins and their activities in that yajna. Desha kala pritagdra vyamanta tantra vijognaya devata yajamanascha kratar dharmascha yanmaya tan brahma paramam sakshad bhagavantam adhoksajam manushya drishya duspragya. Martyatmano namenere. He says that although everything was first class there, all the ingredients, all the drabya, the paraphernalia in that place, all the mantras being chanted, the place itself, the desha and the kala, the muhurta, everything was first class. And those Brahmins, they knew all the proper rituals. They had first-class priests there. Everything was being very, very good. But because the Brahmins, they saw Krishna as an ordinary human being. And Sukadeva Goswami uses the phrase, duspragya. Pragya means intelligence. And their intelligence was duspragya, a wicked intelligence. It was perverted. Because of that, they failed to recognize that Krishna was the Supreme Absolute Truth. And they're doing a yajna to feed Vishnu. Vishnu eats through the flame and the fire. And then Vishnu personally came in the form of those coward boys and said, yes, I'm hungry. Give me something to eat. but they couldn't recognize him because they were bewildered by their false identification with their bodies, and they didn't give proper respect to those boys. So, there's another very nice book which was written here in Vrindavan, just near to the Radha Damodar temple a few hundred years ago, by one great Vaishnava whose name was Nandakishore Das, or Nandakishore Goswami. And that Bengali book was called Vrindavan Lilamrita. And according to tradition in Braj, Nandakishore Goswami actually had darshan of Krishna and Balaram. And he saw many of the pastimes of the Lord. And he wrote those down in this book, Vrindavan Lilamrita. And he describes in a very beautiful way the reaction of the Yajna Brahmins to the words of the boys. So we'll sing this for you. And you can chant Hare Krishna in response.
Sahaje rakala mati fire vane vane ki kahile ki bahoy ki chu na jane. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Sahaje rakala.
These are just simple cowherd boys. Mati fire vane vane. They're just wandering around in the forest aimlessly in Braj. Ki kahile ki bahoy ki chunai jan. They don't even know how to speak properly. They don't have any proper respect coming before us and understanding that we're great Vedic Brahmins.
Yagyaramba kori moraloya vipradana Ishvara bhojana lagi tadai randana. Hey, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
The Brahmins said, they don't understand who we are. Yajna Ramba Kori Mor Loya Vipragana. We're the Yajna Brahmins. We don't feed cowherd boys. Ishvara Bhojana Lagi. We feed Bhagavan. We feed God. We cook and offer food to Bhagavan. We don't offer things to cowherd boys.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
We know Veda Vedanta, we know Dharma Shastra, we know how to perform proper yajnas. After offering bhoga to God, then we'll feed the Brahmins first, not the cowherd boys. And then later on, we'll distribute food to everyone else. This is their mentality. They're so caught up in their rules and regulations, in their rituals. Those same rituals which are meant for liberation have become like ropes which have bound them up. And they fail to recognize the same Lord that they're worshipping when He's come before them. Sukadeva Goswami describes in the 12th verse of this chapter,
Nateyad omiti prachur na niti cha parantapa gopa nirasa prakritya tatochu Krishna Ramayo.
When the Brahmins, they didn't even say om to the boys. Om is a respectful address. They didn't say yes, they didn't say no. They just ignored those boys. And Sukadeva Goswami, he speaks this to Maharaj Parikshit, who he addresses as Parantapa. In his commentary, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says, there's a reason why he addressed him as Parantapa instead of Parikshit. Parantapa means a chastiser of the enemies, because Sukadeva Goswami could see that when he was describing to Maharaj Parikshit that the Yajna Brahmins just ignored the boys, that Maharaj Parikshit was becoming very angry. Because Maharaj Parikshit, he's a Kshatriya. Sukadeva Goswami therefore addresses him as Parantapa. In other words, indicating that, O chastiser of the enemies, if you were there, no doubt you would have chastised them like anything. even though they were Brahmins and you're a Kshatriya. Because we should be angry if someone doesn't recognize and give proper respect to Krishna's representative. And therefore, Maharaj Parikshit was furious. Why they're not giving proper respect to these boys who've come here on the order of Krishna himself. So, Gopa Nirasa Pratyetya. The boys, they returned back to Krishna. And they were discouraged. And they went back to Krishna. And they gave some report before Krishna. Kavi Karnapur and Ananda Vrindavan Champu, he describes what the boys said when they went back. The boys were very unhappy. And they went back to Krishna and they said, Krishna, what to speak of giving us charity? Those Brahmins didn't even answer us. Which is the minimum response the Vedic literature say you should do if someone speaks to you. They're supposed to be so learned, but they didn't even acknowledge us. They're supposed to be so learned, they didn't offer us any food, but we observed in their houses, they were saying so many things. They wouldn't speak to us, but in their houses they were saying, oh, give me something to eat. You take something to eat to their wives, to their children. You cook this, fry this, let us drink this thing, we'll do this. And in their homes they were very busy eating very nice palatable foodstuffs. But we didn't go there to their homes because we were very angry. And by approaching them, all that we got was utter humiliation. Look, Krishna, you told us to do this. You sent us there. We're your representatives. And we went there and we spoke in your name. We said, Krishna and Balaram sent us to you. But they just humiliated us. And the whole time, the only thing they were doing was enhancing their false prestige of their family by doing some elaborate Vedic yajnas. Our dear friend Krishna, you sent us there to beg for food, but the only thing we've brought back was the smoke that we momentarily inhaled at the sacrifice and which has gotten into our eyes. The boys, they spoke like that to Krishna. When Krishna heard this, the poet Duki Shamdas describes Krishna's response. Suniya sisura vana hasiya gokula mani kahe Krishna madhura vachan Subala sudama jaha anavyanjana cha jata ache dvija patnigan Giya se sabhara tama kahi deya maranama adara deki vidyaman Govinda mangala pota bhuvane dubala kata duki shama dasa rasa pa Hari hey. When he heard that from the boys, Suniya susiravana hasiya gokulamani, that jewel of Gokul, Krishna, he smiled. And then Krishna told them, Subala Sudama Jaha Anavyanjana Chaha Jata Achi Dvija Patni Gan. Don't bother with them. You go to the wives of those Yajna Brahmins and you ask for grains from them. And he said to them, you go there and you speak my name to those wives of the Yajna Brahmins and see the difference in the response that you've gotten from going to their husbands and going to those wives. And he finishes the song saying, Govinda Mangala Pota Bhuvane Durlabha Kata. That this kata of the wonderful auspicious pastimes of Govinda, it's a very rare thing to hear on this planet. Isn't it? It's even a very rare thing to hear in Braj. We don't hear this thing very often. Rather, we hear cinema music. And he says, Duki Shama Dasa Rasapan. That Dukhi Shamdas, he's drinking this rasa of these descriptions. So when those boys reported to Krishna, Sukadeva Goswami describes Krishna's reaction. Tat upakkanya bhagavan prahasya jagadishvara vyajahara punar gopan darshayan lokikim gatim. When he heard what had happened, Krishna, who's addressed by him as Bhagavan and Jagadishwar, or God and the Supreme Controller, he simply prahasya, he laughed and smiled. And then he addressed those cowherd boys and he showed them darshayan lokikim gatim, that this is the way of dealing with common people in this world. And Srila Prabhupada, he comments in Krishna book, he says that this is what happens sometimes when we go to beg on behalf of Krishna. Jiva Goswami in Lagu Vaishnav Toshini, he says that when Balaram heard about what had happened at that Yajnasal, there's no mention of what Balaram said, only what Krishna said. Although the boys went and spoke on Balaram's behalf, they said that Balaram sent us, Krishna told them to do that, because Krishna thought that maybe they won't listen to me because I'm just a Vaishya, but Balaram, he's a Kshatriya, so if you go and speak in his name, maybe they'll listen to you in that time. But when the boys came back and described the very rude reception they received from those Yajna Brahmins, it's mentioned by Sukadeva Goswami what Krishna replied, what he said to them. But there's no mention of what Balaram said. And Jiva Goswami explains why. Because Balaram became furious. He was so angry at those Yajna Brahmins. He couldn't speak anything. So this is the result of performing some great sacrifices and rituals with great elaborate ceremony, but neglecting the essence, neglecting Krishna's pleasure. Then, if you do like that, then Adi Guru Balaram becomes displeased and you don't get the mercy of Krishna. In his Sartha Darshani, Vishwanath says that Krishna laughed because he thought it wasn't proper to show anger toward those ignorant Brahmins. And furthermore, he wanted to teach the boys and teach all of his representatives that a beggar shouldn't become depressed if he doesn't receive some charity, even if he's begging on behalf of Krishna, because it's the nature of begging that one is often refused. This principle of begging is an important principle in Gaudiya Vaishnavism. Srila Prabhupada, he sent the devotees out to beg and to sell his books. And we do that for several reasons, one of which is we want to benedict people. We want to spread the message of Krishna consciousness, the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srimad Bhagavatam all over the world. But another reason is there also. Maybe we're not so qualified to do that. Maybe we're not so qualified in bhakti. But by going out and begging in that way, we get some benefit. Just like when Ganga Mata Goswamini, when she first came to Vrindavan and she took shelter of her Guru Maharaj, her Guru saw that she was a princess coming from West Bengal, and she said, "Maharaj, please accept me as your disciple." And he accepted her. And the first instruction he gave her is, he told her, "Now you go door to door and you beg." And she did that. She was a princess. She didn't know what it was like to walk on the ground without having someone carrying her in a palanquin. But she went door to door and begged. And going door to door and begging means that some people, no doubt, must have abused her. "Who do you think you are? We're very poor persons here. We work very hard for our money. Why are you coming and begging from us? Get out from here." And when we become abused like that by persons, we should tolerate. This is a lesson from this pastime in Srimad Bhagavatam. Even though we're coming on behalf of the Lord, Krishna was telling the boys that you don't have a right to become angry with them. Rather, you should respect those Brahmins. Because, after all, they're Brahmins, and they're performing some religious activities. And Krishna told them that there's no reason for you to become angry with them. Because actually they're doing something religious. The boys, they told Krishna that we went there, we begged on your behalf just as you told us, but we didn't get received very properly. Krishna saw the boys were bewildered by that. And Krishna told them, you may remember on our first discussion, Krishna told the boys about the glories of the trees and how munificent the trees were. And Krishna told the boys, he said that now you should consider that those Brahmins, were they as benevolent as the trees? And Krishna told them, Maya tu patrinam esham, shatrinam cha tesham, taratva maya, avadanarartam eva tatra bhavanta, prashtapitaha. Nityananda Prabhu helped me with this yesterday, the Sanskrit. Patrinam means the trees. And shatrinam means the Brahmins. And Krishna told the boys, he said, that it was to establish the comparative excellence of these two personalities, the trees and the Brahmins that I sent you. What is Krishna meaning here? He's speaking in a very subtle way. In other words, Krishna is saying to the boys that even the non-moving living entities of Braj, like the trees, are superior to these Brahmins who are very expert in Vedic rituals and ceremonies. Because the trees are generous. They'll give fruits and flowers. They'll give shade. They'll give their own wood for firewood and for building houses. But these Brahmins, they're simply caught up in their rituals and regulations and things, and they can't give anything. Kavi Karnapur says that Krishna thought to himself that these Yajna Brahmins, they're not actually charitable toward others. They're just making a big show with their elaborate fire sacrifices. And he says that it seems that their charity doesn't extend beyond the limits of their own bellies. And so then Krishna, he told the boys, Mam gyapayata patnibhya sasankarshanam agatam jashyanti kamamanam va snigdamayusatadiya. He said, you go to their wives. And you tell them that I am nearby with Lord Sankarshan. And certainly then they'll give you all the food that you want because they're very affectionate to me. And indeed, their intelligence resides in me alone. In his Saartha Darshani, Vishwanath says that Krishna was saying to the boys that you tell the wives of the Brahmins that Balaram and I have come, but don't tell them that I'm hungry. Because if they hear that, then these ladies are going to become very, very disturbed because they have such intense love for me. And the boys said, but how will they give us food if we don't tell them that you're hungry? And then Krishna said, when they see that you're hungry, they'll give food for both of us. And then the boys said, but their husbands, they'll prevent them. And then Krishna told the boys, the affection that the Brahmins' wives have for me is very great. It's greater even than their Sri Dharma, their rules and regulations of following their husbands. Their minds are always dwelling in me, Mayushita Diya. It's only their bodies which are dwelling in their husbands' houses. Many important points are here in this pastime. Krishna is teaching us through this Leela that we should be Saragrahi, that we should see the essence of things. And he's teaching that these wives of the Yajna Brahmins, they're greater than their husbands. And the fault of their husbands was that they were too attached to all these rules and regulations. What does Rupa Goswami say about this in Upadeshamrita? Does anyone know? He calls it Niyamagraha. Two words are there, niyamagraha and niyamugraha. Niyamagraha is the case of the Vedic Brahmins, meaning those persons who are giving too much stress to the rules and regulations, so much so that they don't see Krishna and Balaram when they come in the form of their representatives, Sri Guru, the cowherd boys. And niyamagraha is another fault. Niyamagraha means that we should not neglect prematurely the rules and regulations, which from this pastime we also learn. That Krishna, he respected those Brahmins. He didn't chastise them. He didn't go and kill them. Balaram didn't go and kill them like they did some of the demons of Braj. He told the boys, you tolerate. And as we'll hear later on, he sent the wives back. So tomorrow we'll continue our discussion. Tomorrow we'd like to hear something about what happened when the wives heard the words of the boys, and what happened when they started to leave. What did their husbands do? What did their husbands do, and what did their husbands say? We'll continue our discussion on that tomorrow. So we have about 5 minutes. If anybody has any questions or comments they'd like to put forward, Prabhuji? Gaura Hari Prabhu is making a very nice point. I think maybe not everyone could hear it. It's a very deep point he's making. He was giving himself as an example, and he said that sometimes he's doing Govardhan Parikrama, and when he's going around, there's sometimes some Brijbasis there, and they have a table or something. They're selling some bananas or peanuts or something. And they're saying, monkey seva, monkey seva. And he's saying that sometimes he ignores them. He's thinking to himself that, I'm doing my Nam Brata. And this Nam Brata is more important than feeding the monkeys and things. So he said that hearing this discussion today, he feels something like the Vedic Brahmins who are not giving in charity to the residents of Braj because they're just monkeys or just rakals, just cowherd boys. And how do we draw the line between these two things? Prabhuji's illustration is a very beautiful example. Because if we chant Krishna Nam, what are we doing? We're asking Krishna, please give me some service. Well, how do we serve Krishna? We serve Krishna by serving the Dham. We serve Krishna by serving his associates, like the cowherd boys, and like the monkeys, and cows, and dogs, and pigs, and other living entities in Vrindavan. And so it's ironic if we're going around and chanting, please Krishna, please give me some service. And then Krishna comes, okay, here's some service. You can serve the pigs, you can serve the monkeys. This No. I have other things to do. I'm chanting Krishna Nam. So he's asking a good question then. Where do we draw the line between hearing Krishna's voice, I could perhaps say, and saying this is a service, and seeing it as a hindrance? We have to see that Nam is everything. And Jiva Goswami, he in Bhakti Sandarbha, he uses a phrase, Kirtanakya Bhakti. He says that we should do Navavidhi Bhakti, all the different 9 angas of Krishna Bhakti. But especially in Kali Yuga, all those different angas of Bhakti have no strength without Nam. So if we're chanting, and if Krishna comes to us in the form of some service like this, then we should see that. If we're very sensitive to our chanting, we'll see, oh, now Krishna's come. Nam is manifested now in the form of service to Krishna's servants, his devotees. So now let me do this. And this is part of my Nam Japa. But if that service becomes detrimental to my Nam Japa, if by doing that service I can't think about Nam because I'm trying to feed the monkeys and those rascal monkeys, they just stole my bead bag. Once, some years ago, we were visiting the Radha Damodar temple before they made that big cage over everything. And I was there with one local devotee from Orissa who was assisting us. His name was Pradosh. And we were offering obeisances to Jiva Goswami's Samadhi. And while we were offering obeisances, Pradosha put his bead bag down. And a monkey came and grabbed his bead bag and ran and jumped up on the wall, took out the beads from his bead bag and started going like this. to the beads. And poor Perdos was crying. Aah! And we were trying to give some food substitute, something to the monkey in exchange. And finally the monkey gave the beads back. So he was happy. Then we went back to Orissa. And devotees, they ask when you go back to your home, how was it in Braj? And I said, oh, it was so nice in Braj. It was wonderful. And Pradosh got initiated when he was there. And the devotees said, he got initiated? Who? I said, oh, one Naga Baba. One naked sadhu at Radhadamodar temple. Naga Baba? He didn't take initiation in ISKCON? No, it was one Naga Baba sadhu. He chanted on his beads. So, there's a difference. We may, if Krishna comes in the form of some service to the Brij Basis, we should do that. And we should think, this is a fruit of my Nam Bhajan. But at the same time, if it becomes a disturbance, like that monkey coming and stealing my friend's beads, then that's where we draw the line. That's my humble understanding of that. Okay? One more quick question, Prabhuji?
Is it like that?
Yes, and therefore Krishna, he tells the boys that you go to the Brahmins and chant my name, say my name, and see what happens. And we saw what happened. And the boys came back disappointed. He said, now you do the same thing. Go to the wives of the Brahmins and see what happens. And by this you'll understand comparatively who's greater. And so in this way, this pastime, Krishna, he's Bhakta Bhaktiman. Krishna, his nature is, he always wants to glorify his devotees. So in this pastime, he's glorifying the wives of the Brahmins. Prabhuji? Very good. This is an essential point of this whole discussion about the wives of the Yajna Brahmins. His question is that again, we were speaking about this verse from the third canto of Bhagavatam, and the difference between satam sangam and satam prasangam, between religious topics and topics about Krishna. And he's saying that in his programs that they do, where he's from, they emphasize generally satam sangam, because they feel that's what people need to hear. And so how do we know what is more appropriate, satam sangam or satam prasangam? Srila Prabhupada once was approached by some devotees in London, and he said, Prabhupada, the London Asiatic or the London Vegetarian Society, they want you to come and speak. And Prabhupada asked them, what do they want to hear about? Do they want to hear about Krishna? And they said, no, Prabhupada, I think they want to hear about vegetarianism. And Prabhupada said, we'll not go there, because even the monkeys are vegetarian. So Srila Prabhupada, by that, he indicated that we want prasangam. And Srila Prabhupada did something very radical. One of the very first things he did when he came to the West was he translated the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. And he wanted that 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, which includes the Gopi Geet and Ras Lila and many high things, to be distributed everywhere to common people. As we mentioned the other day, that was the first connection I had with Krishna consciousness, was from pictures from that Krishna book. And Prabhupada wanted that distributed because people need to hear about Krishna. So it's not that we should neglect satam sangam. If we neglect satam sangam, we may become sahajiyas. We should also preach, and Prabhupada's preached, about vegetarianism, about religious principles. We should be honest. We should be faithful to our husbands and our wives. We should be good householders, good brahmacharis. We should be good followers of vanashram. But we do that because we want to please Guru and Krishna. So in that sense, our satam sangam is satam prasangam. We're speaking something religious because we want to speak for the pleasure of Krishna. But we should always try to bring it in. And therefore, my own self, in our humble attempts to serve our Guru Janas and the Vaishnavas by speaking some Krishna Katha, I feel that it's very important that we emphasize the relevance of these pastimes for us. And therefore, again and again and again, we're speaking about the purport to this pastime of the Yajna Patnis, the wives of the Yajna Brahmins. What does it mean to me? It's not just some pastime, just some far-out story. And therefore we see in Krishna books, Srila Prabhupada also speaks about general religious principles. He mixes Satam Prasangam with Satam Sangam. And I think this is a very good thing. I've seen with brand new people, even, if they hear the pastimes of Krishna, it's very charming, very pleasing, and very interesting. But if we don't mix with that some Satam Sangam, religious principles about vegetarianism, about proper behavior, about four regulated principles, then it becomes something like Sahajiism. We just talk about Krishna and everything's very nice, but there's no rules and regulations. Both things have to be there. Very good question, Prabhuji. Thank you. So we're a little over time. If somebody has any other questions, maybe they can ask me afterwards. I don't want to get in trouble with the organizers. Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveda Bhaktivinoda ki, Balagiri Raj Maharaja ke, Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Vancha kalpadarubhischa kripa sindhubhyeva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah.